The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here on this holiday morning, 4th of July, 2020. My good co-host and friend, Mr. Rector's back from vacation, looking all tanned.
Good morning.
I won't say rested, but he's back.
Yeah, I was rested. It was hard to get back to work this week. Told him my brain wasn't working like I wanted it to this week.
Well, you took, what, 8 days?
Yeah, and then I had a short week this week, so it was good planning on my part.
I still don't know about that closing at 12 o'clock on Friday just because it's a holiday there.
Well, that was our company decision, so it was, I wasn't going to argue with them.
Hey, we wouldn't have sold much yesterday at all. We closed at 12. Most of it came after lunch.
We did about $6,000 till 12. I was ready to get out of there. We had a good day yesterday.
Did you get rid of all your sod?
Yeah.
Before you closed?
Okay. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So you don't have to go up there and take care of stuff?
Nah. Well, there's nothing to do. If it didn't sell by the weekend,
it's trash anyway.
Yeah. Fill up a hole in the back with it.
Well, we always talk about the weather, but it looks like summertime's finally got here. We've had a little bit of a warm week this week, and
it was about time.
Somebody asked me, and no, we don't make our employees wear masks when it's 95 degrees outside, and all of them work outside pretty much. So.
Yeah.
But we've had quite a few people just even coming out looking this week with it that hot, which kind of surprised me. Mm-hmm. But, landscaping's still booming. Tommy sold a couple more this week, so we're still running about 8 weeks out. But hopefully we're going to put a dent in that if we don't get any major floods. Are they calling any rain this week?
Well, they're calling for rain, I think, Monday evening, maybe late Monday afternoon a little bit. And then you got your typical chance of thunderstorms the rest of the week. But
Yeah, the problem with thunderstorms, it might hit you, but it won't hit me. You never know what you're going to get out of that.
We got a few this week, but they were all late in the day, so after 5, 6 o'clock. So it was,
and at the house, we didn't get much from them.
You didn't?
No, we got a lot of wind and a little bit of rain. It seemed like it was wetter over at the nursery.
Yeah.
And I've done it so much, I didn't even think to check the rain gauge.
Yeah, you could probably put like 3 or 4 different rain gauges on your property, and it'd be,
we can,
be all different.
To get different ones. The record where they record for years in Rock Hill, the official weather station was at Winthrop. Well, now it's at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a quarter mile
closer
from,
to you.
We're a quarter mile from where it is, and we'll be different than it is.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. But that's South Carolina in the summertime, yeah. So. Okay, let's get back to our old routine now. Is there anything I need to be doing to my sod right now that is warming up? And I've got zoysia, as you know. So.
Yeah, well, it's time to, on these zoysia Bermudas, you should be doing some fertilizer. You know, a lot of times people get to the summer and it's so hot, they think, well, I can't put fertilizer because it's going to burn the grass up. But actually, the warm season grasses, even centipede and St. Augustine, all of them need some, one more shot in the summer if you hadn't done it. We've got some fertilizer, like a 20-0-25, which is good, and then a 25-0-5.
So you need the high nitrogen.
Yeah, the higher nitrogen.
It greens it up and makes it go.
Yep, and this is not true for your fescue, but there is things you can do to fescue, too. We have a product we sell, it's called 6-1-11, which is just an iron product, and a lot of people use ironite for years, and it just, what it does is just helps the grass stay healthy, green it up just a little bit, doesn't promote growth, and it won't cause fungus. A lot of times if you put nitrogen on a fescue lawn headed into summer there, you can get it can cause fungus to happen, but there's several other reasons you get it, but you can, yeah, do something to all of the grasses right now, really. Just one more shot, and then and even on your zoysia Bermuda, you can hit it again probably maybe in end of July, maybe one more time, and then you have to start putting the brakes on a little bit going into fall.
We hit all our fescue lawns with a fungicide about a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I guess. And I don't know if that did it or the weather change or what, but we really hadn't seen the brown patch I thought we'd be seeing.
Well, we saw it a lot there right at the end of May, 1st of June, which is typically happens every year, it seems like. But then it did. We got lucky with a little cool nights. And I think that a lot of times your lawn will fight it off, and you don't always have to put fungicide and all that down on there. So the grass will kind of fight it off, but it's good to do a preventative maybe at the end of May, and that once if you can prevent it ever getting it, then that's the key to having a good lawn all summer. And once it gets in there, it's hard to get rid of.
Mine's looking good right now, considering it gets neglected pretty much.
Yeah.
If mine gets fertilized or gets treated, it's as an afterthought.
Yeah,
we got a bag left over. Go right over to the house, you know. We'll put it on the schedule, then something else will come in and take its place.
We'll go do that paying job before we do them.
Pretty much. Okay, now that we're running around 90 degrees regular and Clemson, everything you ask them, it needs an inch of water a week. So how much irrigation should they be doing on?
Yeah, I still think that's true. Like I said, if you get the thunderstorms, you might not need it. I actually used my irrigation a couple of times this week. I still like to go with the plan of watering one day, skipping a day, kind of like the weather, sporadic, and maybe watering heavier when you do it instead of every morning, every whatever on the schedule. So
yeah, our rule forever has been you need to water longer, less often.
Yep, that's a good.
And right now we're at that borderline stage between where we tell them 2 days a week and 3 days a week. And on newly planted shrubs, it's just you check them every couple of days, and if it's dry, you water it. If it's damp, you wait a day or two. But on sod, once it's fairly established, we're not over that 95 yet. So 95 is generally the threshold. We tell them to go 3 days a week, so they're 2 days a week. But you want the roots to go down, not out. And
yep.
Tommy had one a couple of weeks ago, the lady, bless her heart, says fescue, and she was watering it four times a day for 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And you couldn't even walk on it, I mean, without sinking. But it wasn't very deep.
What a lot of people think, that it needs that much water. But you need, like you say, you need to make a stronger plant, and by taking water away from it.
You need to put it under a little bit of stress now and then.
Yep. Yeah. It can handle it.
Okay, there's the music from Mr. Stone, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and we're getting ready to start phase two here. We've been talking, of course, about the weather that we always talk about. While we're talking about grass, any insects or anything that you've seen this year different than normal years? Or
not really. I haven't seen, you know, sometimes we'll see army worms pop up or
anything.
Really hadn't seen a whole lot of anything. And I thought there would be more bugs this year because of the winter being so warm. I figured maybe it would be bad. You know, ants are always present and always a battle.
I'd get ready to say it's too early for armory worms, but dang, we're in July already.
Yeah. It'll be Christmas where you turn around, Steve.
That slipped up on me.
It is hard to believe it's July.
Shouldn't have, since Wednesday was my birthday. So
yeah.
I'm officially, I got your text, and I appreciate it.
I don't know if you did text or
and
not.
I don't do it much, but I do look at it. And I'm officially old.
Still old.
Mr. Stone over here is catching up with me real quick. Yeah. Won't be long. But I guess 65 is old now, so Anyway, we got a little critter this week that we'd never seen before, and some of the perennials, something was eating on them, and then they jumped over to the hydrangeas and eating little holes in them. And Tommy and Pat saw them and tried to catch them and couldn't. They kept getting away from them. So Mr. Paul Thompson came out there yesterday from Clemson Extension Service, and he identified it as a red-headed flea beetle. Apparently it's more than one kind of flea beetle.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. But this little thing, and they were riddling some of the Hecaria's corbels is the common name. That's the easiest
way
to say it.
That's what we know it as.
And some of the hydrangeas, but he got an article from J.C. Chong at Clemson and from NC State, and I think it was from Rutgers. And we finally figured out what to do about them and get rid of them. But little things jump, and they'll jump about a foot and a half, and then they fly. But they don't fly until they jump first.
Funny.
And it's got a real hard – I mean, they were pushing them with their thumb and couldn't smash them. They were that hard-shelled. So.
And they're eating the leaves.
Yeah, I'm eating holes in the leaves. But you always get something this time of year. But we got enough of our regular stuff. We don't need any new stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I've never heard of that insect.
Well, he said it was a black-headed, red-headed flea beetle, and then he sent me some stuff back and said he was wrong, that the heads were slightly red. So you really got to look to see the red. But it's a real tiny little thing. So, But it's... There's always something. It
I had some my little gardens. I have raised beds. I think y'all talked about that last week.
We did.
Backyard gardening. But all mine seems to be doing fine, except for a couple of my pepper plants. Something's eating the leaves just right off of them. So I don't – maybe I have to go home and try to see what it is. It's never there when I'm out there watering and doing stuff. So
yeah, a lot of that happens at night. And I'm not really sure if there's anything you can put on peppers that –
Yeah,
they recommend anymore. And that's one thing that I've had trouble keeping up with. Cause vegetables back 25 years ago, we sold a lot of vegetables, and maybe 30 years ago. Now they came in and said no insecticides at all on vegetable plants. Well, then they've kind of changed that over the years. You can do this, but you can't do that, and it just got so hard to keep up with.
Yeah, we sell. A product called bifenthrin, which is a very common insecticide. It'll do ants, fleas, ticks, spiders.
It does
good
a lot
stuff.
Of things,
and,
yeah.
And you can put that, it's labeled on a bag, you can put that in the garden. But that's kind of a choice, I guess.
Just because it's labeled on the bag doesn't necessarily mean I want to do it.
You don't want to put something out there that you're going to be eating. So that's a.
Now, I'm a firm believer in pesticide use, and people think that I'm a. Killing the environment and all that, but there's just certain things you can't do with all these biodegradable, whatever you want to call them. But it costs money, number one, and number two, you need to be real careful. And if you're using any kind of pesticide, doesn't matter what it is, you need to read the label carefully.
Read the label, yes.
And I tell people the label is the Bible for pesticides. Don't care what you read on the internet or what you read in a book. If it's not on the label, you don't do it.
A little more is not necessarily good.
More is.
Exactly. Get a measuring cup, measure it out.
More is usually bad.
Yeah.
Well, these young people don't know it, but us older folks remember when we used to mix our own antifreeze with water and stuff. They've researched it to the point that they know the right chemical reaction takes place with this amount. Well, if you don't do that the same way in pesticides, all of a sudden you've got a different issue going on than what you really planning to get. But we really, I'm seeing some fire ants popping up places, but I thought I'd see a lot more with all the rain we
had.
Yeah,
it's a little unusual.
It's not like I thought it was going to be. We've treated it a couple times, but we're in a different deal there because we're in the fire ant quarantine, the federal fire ant quarantine, because we sell stuff into North Carolina, and we got to do what they tell us to do. They tell you what to spray, when to spray, how much to spray, and everything else. So we don't have much luxury there, but we still see a few mounds on the nursery here and there, but nothing like what we thought we were going to see. So
yeah, it's a lot to take care of. And our farm, I haven't seen, every now and then we'll get some ants in a pallet of sod, which is unfortunate, but we're talking about 2,000 acres of grass.
It does happen.
It's hard to cover that much.
You can't.
Especially down there, the sand, and there's more ants down there, to be honest with you. The soil is so loose, they can get in there, and they like that climate down there.
Oh, yeah, they love that sand. I've seen 3-foot mounds down that way. So anyway, Mr. Stone sending the music our way again, so we're going to take a quick break and pay the bills, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Off air, we were just talking about the backyard gardening program Paul gave us last week, and I was telling him that I realized on Facebook, my wife will show me pictures of people showing their squash and stuff, and you can tell the ones that hadn't done it before because they're really excited when the squash come in. They don't realize how much squash they're gonna get.
Well, just put it in a little bag and take it out on your street.
I used to give it to everybody I knew, yeah. And they, to the point that they would avoid me.
That's funny.
Boys, you got a phone caller. You want to talk to them?
Sure, we got a phone call. Okay.
July 4th. That's awesome.
All right, sir. Let's try this. Good morning. You're on with the Gardener's Bench.
Good morning, Steve.
Yes, sir.
George.
What's up, Mr. Swab? How are you doing this fine morning?
I'm getting ready to pull out of the driveway going to the cornfield.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And I left a message at your house, but Rhonda probably wasn't up. But I need to fill an order for you and Tommy.
I don't know what he's got planned today. How about giving Tommy a call? You got something to write with?
Well, I tried, and his mailbox is full.
Okay.
On the home number.
Okay, I was going to give you his cell number. He'll kill me for putting it out over the air, but I don't know anything else to do.
Everybody get a pen and paper.
It's 493-3652.
What was the first three numbers?
493.
Okay. I'll give him a call.
Okay, buddy. If not, I'll call you when I get through here.
Okay. Sound good. All right. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is so Rock Hill right there. I love it. I love living in a small town.
You don't know George Schwab?
I've done names for me.
I thought everybody knew Mr. George.
What's he doing? Going to pick corn?
Yep.
Oh man, well, I want some corn.
Yep. Well, we
should even ask
get
me
to know George.
I'll have to call Tommy and get some from him, I guess. Everybody, call Tommy and wish him a happy Fourth.
His mother and our mother grew up together. But George is, I guess he's pushing 80 now. And he works for Corral Insurance over on Oakland Avenue. And he did our insurance 30 years ago. And they changed names several times since he's been there. But he never played golf or anything like that. His hobby was farming.
Yeah.
And he ran the farmer's market when it was up at the parking lot for years. And he grows some of the prettiest vegetables you've ever seen. So.
Where's his farm at?
Wherever he can get somebody.
He gets some land.
He's got about 30 acres down towards Leslie.
He bartered and swaps it.
Then people say,
I thought maybe he was out there near your nursery somewhere.
Nah, he's on the other side of town.
Nah, he's over in my direction.
Yeah.
He's part of the Leslie Fire Department.
He'd been with the Leslie Fire Department for 50 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe longer. And
that's
anyway.
Good. We appreciate George listening to us.
You name it, he grows it. And I was talking to him about some insurance the other week and asking if he still had corn. He said, yeah.
I guess this time it's just starting to come out, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had
I guess you could have had it earlier, but it's about that time.
Had a young lady down near Leslie bring me some last week, a week ago, and it was nice. But they do a little different. They grow different crops that come in at different times.
No,
same
that's
thing
what
George
you need to
does.
Do,
and, you know, he gives away half a Rock Hill, his vegetables that George grows. And I think Erica's doing the same thing. Her dad's been selling me tree liners now since the 1980, and she and her husband and kids have been getting into the farming thing, but you know, they get 4 acres of corn.
Wow. That's a lot of corn.
She came to see me. She'd given it to the fire department, and she'd given some to the Rock Hill Police Department, and she'd given some, I think, to the school district. She was going around and giving it to all kinds of people. So,
that's good.
Yeah. You know, there are good people still in the world.
Like I say, I like to say that's Rock Hill.
Well, I know our preacher, Randy Putnam, used to say on Sunday mornings at church, outside the Family Life Center, there'd be a box of peppers and a box of tomatoes. And he said, I love rural churches.
Yeah.
You get enough to eat on all week on Sunday morning.
That's true.
But I miss doing it. We quit about 4 years ago. We just didn't have time to do it anymore. And we didn't have time to do it back then, but we tried. It always all came in when we didn't have time to do it. We were always late getting it in because we were so busy, and then the weather turned up or down on us. And
well, that's a good thing about a little backyard gardening. You can kind of keep up with it a little better. And instead of – I used to plant a garden every year, and then seemed like I'd get busy and turn around, and I couldn't even tell what the weeds and
plant
was. Couldn't
tell the difference between the plant and the weeds,
Keeping these little pots and little containers is a lot easier to take care of for sure.
Well, last week Paul was talking about what to put in your beds, and he was recommending topsoil and compost mix. Do you sell something like that?
Yeah, we do. We sell all that in bags. We have bagged topsoil. We have bagged cow manure. In mine, I have the topsoil, cow manure, and mushroom compost. So it's all, I like to do a mix of things and then bring in a little bit of Dan McQueen's Palmetto Supreme stuff and just blend it all.
Horse manure.
Yeah.
Man's made a fortune on horse manure.
Yeah, isn't that something?
We got to get him on here one Saturday.
I've
been meaning to call him, and I get busy and forget about it. And anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Line, Lake Wiley.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're going to finish up this special July the 4th broadcast, Mr. Rector and I. And
we're here working on the 4th of July. Yeah,
fortunately for us, both of us are closed today. We'll be back open Monday morning at 8, and I guess y'all will too.
Yeah, we will.
I don't know if we're going to get another Saturday off or not. Looks like we're going to be working this year. In the past, we've always closed July and August on Saturdays. But
yeah, you said you've been busy. So
we've been real busy, so we might keep it open. And I'm really getting old and need a day off now and then, but we're going to work something out.
You and Tommy have to switch it up.
Yeah, me and Tommy Pat, we'll come up with a plan. So
you stay home, eat some corn, not go up there today.
Yep.
And we hope everybody has a good 4th and go spend some time with your family and slow down a little bit and everybody be careful out there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to – I don't know what I'm going to do today. I might just sit in the recliner most of it. It's 93 degrees. I'm not going to be doing a whole lot this afternoon. And Rhonda finally figured out that 93 degrees is not fun to me.
No, it's not. It's not much fun. But today is supposed to be the hottest day of the year, I think. So it might get up to mid-90s, but then looks like next week it'll go down a little bit.
They talk about 89, 90 most of
the week. Yeah, that's doable.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't really matter the temperature to us. It's the humidity.
Yeah.
If it's high humidity and high temperature, it's miserable.
Now, sometimes in the morning, it's even warmer than afternoon because you go out and there's no air moving. It's just stagnant.
If you got a good breeze going, it's not too bad. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's these people that come up with this heat index and all that, it just makes you feel worse than you already do. So,
don't pay attention to it.
That was all developed for the military to determine the effect on equipment. It didn't really have anything to do with people. And some of these people that work inside all the time have really jumped on that thing. And
well, get out there early or get out there late in the evening, and you can still do some things.
We just ignore it. Yeah, so.
Like you were talking about, just drinking lots of water.
You got to stay hydrated because if you ever get heat stroke, which I've had, it's not pleasant.
Yeah, it takes a little while to get over that.
And that was my stupidity for getting it that way in the first place. But anything you want to add before we finish up this week?
Nah, come on and see us. Like I said, there are some fertilizers to put on your lawn, so come on. If you got pictures of your lawn, if something's going on, send them to us or bring your phone. That's a great thing about having these phones now. People can come in and show me a picture, or people bring pieces of grass in, or same way with you. If you got a problem with the shrub, cut it off and bring it up there. And
we get a lot of that.
Show Steve and Tommy.
We just finished counting everything on the nursery, so we've got a whole lot more plants than I thought we had. It kind of snuck up on us, but got some of the best-looking stuff we've ever had. So come on out, and we'll be glad to hook you up. And I'm that time, so we'll see you next week on the radio.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.